Okay, hey, this is Travis. This is Procurement Talk, and this is kind of my work diary. I'm not going to even say who I work for. This is my opinions. Okay, so who's this podcast for? This is all about procurement. So if you're a salesperson and you're trying to sell to somebody like me who runs procurement for a big organization, it's for you. If you are maybe starting a new paralegal job or getting into procurement as your job function yourself, maybe I'll have a few tips for you. So let's get into it. And I'm doing this just because, like, at the end of the day, things get kind of tense working on all these contracts. And I just want to record my lessons learned for the day so I don't forget them, and so you can learn from them too. So a couple lessons I'm going to go over today for episode number one is don't try to close your quarter on Halloween. That's the first one. We'll get into that a little bit. The second topic I want to talk about is when you're trying to negotiate and get someone down to a very low commit, where I'm buying something and it's got a variable cost and I can't get you any lower, there's a little trick I can share when you're trying to close a deal with salespeople so they give you something back. So let's get into that. So when typical salespeople start selling enterprise deals, a lot of them will come at you as the procurement person or the biz dev team, and they'll try to come at you with this idea of an opening conversation of when do you think you can get the deal done? It's kind of like if it's done poorly, it's kind of like taking someone out on a date and you just say, hey, will you marry me? It's a little premature, right? So salespeople out there, of course, I think you already know this. I think what you're searching for when you're asking me for what quarter this will close in, you're kind of beating around the bush, and you're really trying to ask me, do we really have the right authority makers, decision makers coming in? You're testing me to see if I can give you an answer. And so as a professional, I always respect it when you ask it in a certain way. I mean, it's fine if you think you're just asking what quarter I think it might close in, because I know a lot about our budget. I know a lot about the thought process that whoever's asking to buy the software, is thinking about the timing. So it's a fair question. When it becomes a little unfair is when you as a salesperson start running plays and you do things like, hey, last week we were talking and I already promised my sales manager that this would close in Q3. I'm stressing out. Like, that's a little unprofessional. And so, I'll still view you as a human being. And I realize it's a little bit of just showmanship and sales tactic to try to get me to hunker down and be serious. But you have to do that. It's like salt. You have to put it on your food in very limited amounts, or it just ruins the food. Okay. So wrap up kind of lessons learned, or just share a little bit more about the story. I literally just had a deal. For some reason, their quarter closed October 31st. And so in earnest, we're working on our side with legal, trying to get the paper done, trying to close everything. And the date just started centering around on, it was like October 31st. So the day before that, the whole office was getting office decorations ready. So like that's taking some of our time. Then the day of Halloween, I had about a 2 hour working window with legal, and we could just only get so much done. And eventually legal just, I couldn't reach him in the day, right? So they probably went home and prepared Halloween with their kid at some point. And so the vendor is still calling me, all stressed out that they made a commitment, to close it by October 31st. They never asked me. They never asked me for an update. And when they would ask me, I would tell them, look, it's not a guarantee. So lesson learned is don't put a lot of pressure on procurement about these silly quarterly ending dates. No, I can't predict when all the executive leadership's going to sign off, when legal's going to be good with everything, when the budget people, double check that it's in the budget and we can spend the money. You just can't make all that happen. So be careful with your quarterly end promise dates. I know all your sales VP sales managers pressure you to do it, but enterprise sales guys and gals, just be careful with that. And like, why not just check in with the procurement person and say, all right, pressures aside, what's reality looking like? And if they say, look, it's stumbling by a few days, we're probably gonna miss it. Just accept it, move on, go telegraph that. And so procurement people, lesson learned on your end, try to be conservative. Like don't agree to, just because a salesperson calls you that quarter, proposes a date. I mean, if you want to play hardball, just add a quarter to everything. But if you want to be more accurate than that, just be very, a little bit conservative, pat it a little bit, and give them updates, right? Maybe low expectations and overperform for them, because you know, it's a dance. Anyway, so but the worst case, don't have your quarters in on a holiday and expect people to be around to get your stuff done. So that's lesson one. Let's move on. Let's see, what was the other one? Yeah, so the other subject that I find interesting this week was, you know, let's say you're buying, this isn't what we're buying, but let's say you're buying, I don't know, some product that's got a variable cost, right? You buy a certain number of units, some kind of number of API calls, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's a voicemail system and you can send automated voicemails or whatever. I don't know. I'm just making this up because I don't like talking about my actual contracts I'm working on. And, you know, they come in and they're like, hey, let's make up a number. I'd like you to commit to spending $30,000 a month with my big enterprise company to solve some, you know, some part of your business you need to run. And you're like, no, we need it at 10K. You know, we don't need any amount of that volume. We don't mind paying you 10K floor. So that's what floors are, right? You know, that company on their end is going to set up support staff, probably a dedicated project manager that can always take your phone calls. You know, these are the things that happen on enterprise contracts. And, you know, they got costs on their end. And then they also have the variable cost of like actually providing you the service. Like maybe there's cloud services and servers they have to run. Maybe it's some of its value add of just like, you know, besides the cloud cost on top of that, it's just that valuable for my company. Whatever it is, right? There's value there. And no one wants to deal with an enterprise contract if there's not a certain floor. So that's the floor. And so when you get into disagreements about the floor of like, and that's good, you know, by the way, that's good to get out in the negotiations right up front. Just as a procurement person, maybe just start smaller than you are and have the salesperson work you up, but test the floor, how small you can get it. Because once you open your mouth as a procurement person and you say, oh, I'm a 30K a month customer, that salesperson is never going to, they're like a bulldog. They're never going to let go of that 30K. You've just opened the trading floor, you know, pretty high, right? But if you say, hey, you know, cut it intense, cut it whatever you have to. So when you set that floor, it's real low. They can work you up and they can say, look, we can't do a 5K a month contract and give you this level of service. You know, they'll bump you down to like some kind of business plan and you go look on their website and there's no service level agreement, nothing where it would really serve you well as an enterprise level customer. You're going to be back up to the enterprise grade and they're going to have a minimum buy-in for you, right? So when you start arguing about the floor, first of all, open it up low and make them work for it. And then call their bluff. You know, like if they go too high, go look for another vendor. Right. I mean, you should probably always be looking for a couple other vendors, but let's be honest. Sometimes, you know, there's been a long process and you know exactly what you need, you know, particular technology, particular vendor that, you know, just has a great reputation and you want to go get it. So, but here's an interesting lesson learned today is that, so you argue about the floor, you know, they're saying 30, you're saying 10. Well, here's what you can do. First of all, you can try to come together in the middle. It's like, okay, 20. You can say 20, but, you know, that's twice as much as I want to spend. But hey, guess what, guys? We have an ad program. So you start selling to the salespeople is what you do. Here's my twist that I want to lesson learn. So if I want to be at 10 and they're going to make me be at 20, then make them spend 10K a month on services that you provide, right? Like, let's say you have trade shows with your company. Your company is big enough so that they should be really happy to get your company's logo. And we can talk about that on another podcast, but they should be happy to get your logo. And then maybe you have your own trade shows, and then you have floor booths or something like that, or ad space to your employees and whatnot, or franchise model, or whatever you're working on. You've got something that you can sell to them. Maybe you have a marketplace, like an Apple Store thing that you want them in. Whatever it is, when they start selling you and they just won't budge and you're going around in circles, there's a sales guy on that end saying, "All right, I got my deal at 20K." But unrelated to that sales guy is a marketing department that has a budget. And so this sales guy's not measured on how efficiently the marketing people spend their money to do stuff. So what you do is you sew up a deal and you tell the salesperson, "Hey, you know what? Fine. You're not budgeting from 20. I wanted to pay 10. You go find me somebody in your marketing department that's going to spend 10K with me." So that's my little tip for today. I just wanted to share that diary. I didn't want to forget that thought, because sometimes even I forget, hey, why don't we just make a comeback and sell to the salesperson? And maybe they have something they can do for you. Another thing you can do if you don't have that type of system where you can sell them ad space or trade show space is you can ask them to start sweeten the deal. Like you could make them really work for that extra money or floor that they're setting. So those are my two lessons. Don't try to close on Halloween night. Sometimes there's something that maybe they can do for you that kind of nets the entire thing out. So that's my episode for today. Hope to see you guys soon. This is Travis signing off. These are my independent views, and take care.